This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As a business owner or IT manager, are your cloud investment costs going up and you don't know why? It's time for Cloud Optimizer. As you migrate your business to the cloud, what you're spending and why you're spending it can get a little hazy. But Cloud Optimizer clears up the mystery and puts the cloud to work for you. Cloud Optimizer starts by analyzing usage patterns, right-sizing resources, leveraging discounts you may not be aware of, implementing automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service. As you utilize cloud-based services more and more, you don't have to lose sight or control of your spend. You can stay agile, streamline your costs, and optimize your performance, plus save significant money with Cloud Optimizer.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
Today has been a wild day in the NBA. News regarding the Toronto Raptors has also been dropping like crazy as well. So we're going to dive into it all, including the Miami Heat being interested in Bruce Brown. The Heat trading away the Toronto Raptors rope today, which has some Toronto Raptors fans turning their heads about a potential reunion. Again, speaking on those championship years, Marcin Gortat spoke out on an opportunity he had that really could have changed everything for the Toronto Raptors, probably not for the better, during that championship year run, and a viral clip going around from a Raptors supporter. So lots of stuff to dive into today in this video. But before we do, folks, again, over 57% of our viewers are not subscribed to the channel. Means the world to me, all you guys supporting the vid, supporting the channel as we continue to deliver all the latest Toronto Raptors news. So if you hit that subscribe button, if you want to stay up to date with everything regarding the Toronto Raptors, means the world to me. But let's dive into the news, because the first thing we're taking a look at, the guy that has been at the center of a lot of Toronto Raptors discussions over the past few days, and it's Bruce Brown. Specifically, the Miami Heat are now interested in acquiring Bruce Brown, according to a report. Now, things have been shifting pretty crazily for the Miami Heat over the past sort of day or so. So, you know, following this Kyle Lowry, Terry Rozier trade that we're going to dive into in this video. But Bruce Brown is a piece that definitely fits with sort of what the Miami Heat are sort of looking for. And we have a lot of updates just in general regarding Bruce Brown in this vid, but basically the first report is coming from Amico Hoops saying the Miami Heat are interested in Bruce Brown. No crazy sort of insights, but the Raptors' current asking price, as we've broken down on a previous video, is a solid young player, no one that's crazy or anything along those lines, but a solid young player as well as a future first round pick that, according to Josh Lumberg, Grange, and all these folks, they're saying that they want it to be better than the one pick better than three picks, but, you know, a draft selection that is better sort of value than what the Raptors received for Pascal Siakam. So Bruce Brown, the Raptors have leverage in the sense because he's not a free agent come then this offseason if the Raptors don't want to make him one. You know, he's a player that a lot of contending teams, he just won a championship, would be interested in. So the Raptors aren't playing, you know, from a level below that they were with OG and Pascal, given the fact that those two guys were unrestricted free agents come the end of this year's offseason. So, I mean, Bruce Brown, he's a valuable piece. Teams are interested, and now add the Miami Heat to the long list of teams that have been reported for Bruce Brown. It's obviously broke down yesterday. The Nuggets, the Lakers, as well as the New York Knicks are all intrigued by the possibility of acquiring Brown. So he's a guy that, again, is going to net the Toronto Raptors some serious value. And Chris Haynes sort of reported this as well, saying that the Toronto Raptors won't have any problem getting what they want in return. Bruce Brown is that hot of a trade candidate. So what could we get? You know, whether it's from the Miami Heat, whether it's from whatever teams. I mean, the people were sort of speculating, and I threw out a proposed Schroeder package, not a Bruce Brown package, for Kyle Lowry along with Jovic, as well as a first-round pick coming back to Toronto. But I think that framework could potentially work, but obviously the Heat dealt away one of their first-round picks in this sort of a Heat trade. I believe it was the 2027 one where they dealt away this morning. So maybe you get 2029 again. It's further into the future, but again, we're just accumulating assets, doing what Masai Ujiri sort of proposed and sort of keeping flexibility. So despite the fact that the Heat made...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
this trade, and I should probably just dive into this one now. Anyways, the Heat do have some potential assets to fire our way. They made Duncan Robinson untouchable after he sort of reemerged as a solid player on that team. I mean, Caleb Martin could be cool. Nikola Jovic would be cool. We're not getting Hawkes. We're not getting, obviously, Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo. Not getting Terry Rozier because they just acquired him. But the Miami Heat do have some pieces. Again, I don't think they're going to be able to compete with the New York Knicks specifically, who are reported to be very high, specifically Tom Thibodeau, on Bruce Brown. So, I mean, we'll see what ends up happening, especially following this trade. The Heat are looking to make some swings to push up higher and higher in the Eastern Conference after losing Strus and Gabe Vincent in the offseason this year. Rozier's going to help them with that. I'm sure they're not going to be done making moves. But let's dive into this move that sort of happened today, which I've been alluding to. If you guys didn't see it, a Raptors legend has been traded, and that is Kyle Lowry, who obviously signed with Miami Heat or in a little sign-and-trade sort of deal, you know, when he left the Toronto Raptors. And now Woj bombs have been dropping left, right, and center today, and this one made me sad, made me a bit sick to my stomach, because the Miami Heat dealt away Kyle Lowry to the Charlotte Hornets for a 2027 Kyle Lowry in 2027 first round pick for Terry Rozier. And I get the value for this for the Miami Heat. Frankly, the Miami Heat finessed the Hornets here with this one. Again, Terry Rozier is averaging close to 24 points per game this season. You might say it's empty stats. I get that. I'm not going to say Terry Rozier is one of the, you know, top 5 point guards in the league or something like that. And Kyle Lowry has really fallen off a cliff in recent weeks. But a 2027 pick for Miami first-round picks just never are that valuable. They're never that bad, even though Bam, or at least Bam isn't super old, but Jimmy Butler might be older, you know, that sort of timeline and group. I mean, I'm sure the Hornets could have probably got more, but I guess they wanted to do right by Terry Rozier. But the Miami Heat did not do right by Kyle Lowry, sending him to Charlotte. And some people are projecting that the Hornets might end up waiving Kyle Lowry so he comes back to the Toronto Raptors if we wanted to make that happen. I don't know. I think if Kyle Lowry gets waived, he's going to want to go to a contender, be a bench piece on sort of a team that's competing. And it doesn't seem like the Toronto Raptors are competing right now for a championship. Well, definitely not for a championship, probably not even for a playoff spot. So, I mean, it sucks to see Kyle Lowry gone. It would have been cool to see him back in a Toronto Raptors uniform. Maybe it could still happen, but I don't project that to be the case. But the one thing that sort of discourages me a little bit about this is because the Toronto Raptors are potentially in a race at the bottom. Well, this will be all confirmed. I made a video last night saying it's official. I think the Toronto Raptors, how they handle this Jakob Poeltl injury, which is a real injury, they're not faking something with Jakob Poeltl. That's not what I was sort of saying in that video last night. A lot of people don't watch the videos beyond the first couple minutes. So if you're watching this far, you're probably not even talking to you. But basically, the Toronto Raptors, without the sort of big man situation that they have, I mean, we're going to lose games if we don't have a center, if we don't have a proper front court in place, no matter how good, quickly, RJ, Scotty are this season. So I think the Raptors are going to see easily bring back Jakob Poeltl, probably slowly push to the bottom. We're losing games left, right, and center here now at this point. I mean, I would not be shocked. And from how we played against the Memphis Grizzlies, if this team is sort of going in that direction, maybe rest Jakob Poeltl for longer, take his injury a bit more serious. So, I mean, that's sort of whatever the case. But if that's going to be the case, we need to really push for the bottom. The Hornets are below us. We just passed the Grizzlies in sort of the tankathon standings. The Blazers are there. The Hornets getting rid of Terry Rozier is only going to make it more difficult for the Toronto Raptors to sort of catch the Charlotte Hornets in the tanking standings. LaMelo Ball has been injured for a lot of the season, so he's been a guy that has helped them win some games as of late. So we're rooting for the Charlotte Hornets to win games, rooting for the Blazers to win games, the Grizzlies, the Hawks, all the teams that are kind of around us in the standings if the Raptors do end up tanking, if we do go with that approach. So that's one other thing to keep an eye on with this trade. But the next thing we're taking a look at is, this would have changed everything for the Toronto Raptors. And basically, Marcin Gortat had a really wild interview, you know, breaking down his NBA career and stuff that's happened. He was asked on a regret that he had over the course of his career. And obviously, Marcin Gortat was a longtime rival with the Toronto Raptors. Him and Jonas used to go at it a bunch. The Wizards, we matched up with them in the playoffs multiple times while Gortat was a center for Washington. And there was always a little bit of it's not there anymore, but a little bit of bad blood between the Raptors. Bradley Beal talking smack to DeMar, all those types of things. Well, Marcin Gortat actually had the opportunity to join the Toronto Raptors. As he came out, is there anything you wish you changed in your career? Gortat said, I wish that after I was waived by the Clippers, I had gone to the Toronto Raptors. They called me 6 times and I didn't go. I could have been an NBA champion today. Instead, I decided to go to Golden State and they lied to me. They said, no, we don't need a big. We're going to take this small guy. You got to take an additional guard. And 2 or 3 weeks later, they sign Andrew Bogut from the Australian League. That hurts. So, I mean, it is what it is. Marcin Gortat messed up. You're rivaling with the Toronto Raptors. You didn't want to join us. I remember those rumors. He probably made videos on Marcin Gortat joining the Toronto Raptors back at that time. And apparently it almost happened, but he decided for it to not be the case. And I love to see. Because one, apparently that day, you know, looking back at the timelines, I was looking at sort of stuff, you know, that Gasol trade, I'm not sure if that goes through if we get Gortat. They believed in maybe the JV sort of Ibaka front court that was going on there. They wanted more depth of front court. I guess it would have happened regardless, that JV trade, you know, and Gortat back there for insurance. But again, we ended up going the direction of Eric Moreland, who was a player that didn't do much, didn't do anything, but Gortat, especially where he does have a bit of a rivalry with the Toronto Raptors, probably wasn't going to get a lot of minutes, may have stunk up the locker room a little bit. And that season, everything was so close, right? We were one shot away from beating the Philadelphia 76ers and or from losing to the Sixers. We ended up beating them, obviously. I mean, with Gortat on the roster, maybe we don't win that championship. Maybe things don't really work out there. So I don't know. I'm thankful that the Toronto Raptors didn't end up making this trade or didn't make this, or Gortat ended up not signing with this team because, you know, all worked out for the best for the Toronto Raptors group. But let me know what you guys think about everyone speaking out there and all these types of stuff. You guys are the best thing of the stars. Subscribe to the channel if you guys haven't already. Anyways, I'm signing out.